raptor tongues. Statistics. Colours. Raptor tongues are chameleons. Size. Come in all sizes, can grow to about the size of a lion. Poison. None. Score 0. Radar. Yes. Score 9. Armed with. The usual fangs and talons. Score 7. Defences. Can squeeze themselves so thin they are barely visible. Score 10. Speed. Very quick. Score 10. Total score. 36. Raptor tongues live hidden in the deep crevices of the murderous mountains or the gorge of the Thunderbolt of Thor. They have an extraordinary ability to flatten themselves, which means they can squeeze through surprisingly small spaces. They make excellent spy dragons. Eventually, a smudge appeared on the horizon, gradually growing bigger and bigger as they drew nearer. At first, Hiccup thought it was an island with a volcano on it, for it was belching out a thick grey-green smoke. But as they grew nearer and nearer, Hiccup realised it wasn't an island at all, but a boat. And what a boat it was! Hiccup had never seen anything like it before, and Hiccup had seen plenty of boats in his life. Hooligan raiding ships, bog burglar sneak boats, Roman dragon-rustling galleons, ugly thug slaving craft, you name it, Hiccup had seen it. But this was something completely different. It was truly immense. It was about 6 times the size and depth of an ordinary Viking ship. It had not one, but 2 masts, and planted right at the back of the deck was a strange gigantic tube, like a bent chimney out of which the smoke was curling. Perhaps this was a ghost ship, or Hiccup had stumbled into sleep, and this was all merely some weird nightmare. The raptor tongues approached it through the great drifts of smoke and circled the gigantic vessel 2 times before they landed, swooping low over the prow of the ship. Uh-oh, thought Hiccup in an agony of coughing as the raptor tongue folded back his wings, preparing to land on deck. Uh-oh. The ship's deck was thronged with a particularly unpleasant load of barbarians, who let out a cheer as the raptor tongue let Hiccup go and laughed wildly as he sprawled on the deck, with Kamikaze and Fishlegs being dropped beside him. "Come back and fight like Vikings, you cowardly bats!" shrieked Kamikaze in a twist of fury at being kidnapped by the raptor tongues, and their new captors only laughed the more.